CRTV's afternoon edition with me, Drusilla Mokoso Joki. In our top stories, groups of individuals mobilizing financial aid for flood victims in the far north region have been sternly warned by the Minister of Territorial Administration to stop all such endeavors, as the president has provided close to 2 billion CFA francs, funds sufficient to manage the crisis. Cameroonian citizens, among them young professionals and unemployed adults, have been traveling abroad in their thousands in search of greener pastures. A brain drain, economists say, has a negative toll on the country's economic growth and development. And the entrance examination into CRTV's Audiovisual Heritage Training and Conservation Centre will be set tomorrow by over 100 candidates in 7 accommodation centres nationwide. Those were our top stories. But first, the news bulletin.
The bulletin with Winston Lebga. Relief supplies have been distributed to victims of the floods in the far north under the supervision of the Minister of Territorial Administration. Paul Atanganji disclosed that the 1.9 billion dispersed on the instructions of the President of the Republic has been more than sufficient. He has called on groups or individuals mobilizing funds for flood victims to desist or face the wrath of the government. Cameroon is said to be the second supplier of human resources to Canada, with about 28,000 people migrating to the North American country. Many more have been moving to other parts of the world in search of greener pastures, amongst them students, young professionals, and adults. Economic pundits posit that high rates of unemployment, the hostile business and political environment, as well as rising insecurity, account for the mass departure of educated and professional people from Cameroon, a situation that negatively affects the economic growth and development of the country. Biologists and medical laboratory technicians are being coached on ways of better managing quality control so that the results of the tests they run are sufficiently reliable. They are drawn from all the reference hospitals in Cameroon and are being trained at a two-day workshop in Yaoundé, jointly organized by the Centre Pasteur du Cameroun and a French institute known as Bioformation. Over 100 candidates will be taking the competitive entrance exams into CRTV's Audiovisual Heritage Training and Conservation Institute, commonly known by its French initials, IFCPA, on Tuesday. They are sitting the exams in 7 accommodation centers in the country. Cameroon has called on nations of the world to act without delay for a consensus that promotes peace, sustainable development, and human dignity. The Minister of External Relations, Mbila Mbila, was speaking on behalf of President Paul Biya shortly after the adoption of a pact at the Summit of the Future. The summit was organized as part of proceedings of the 79th United Nations General Assembly in New York under the chair of Cameroonian-born Philemon Yang. The pact seeks innovative ways of addressing challenges, including conflicts and climate change. The Minister of Finance, considering the significant interest observed in recent days regarding the filing of tax returns, informs non-professional taxpayers subject to the annual personal income tax declaration that the deadline for submission has been extended to December the 1st, 2024. Additionally, the Minister of Finance commends the numerous taxpayers who have already voluntarily fulfilled this tax obligation. The Minister of Finance further emphasizes that non-compliance with this filing obligation will result in the enforcement of penalties as stipulated in the Manual of Tax Procedures. To further assist the concerned taxpayers in meeting their filing requirements, dedicated support teams have been deployed at their respective tax offices and within the Directorate General of Taxation, along with an online assistance mechanism, including a toll-free call center, 8200, an electronic assistance platform, help desk accessible via the homepage of the Directorate General of Taxation's website, a messaging service, 691-881-881, specifically for taxpayers residing abroad. In sports, we talk Sambo. More than 10 countries drawn from the Economic Community of Central African States, ECAS, and beyond, to take part in the International Sambo Open to take place on Saturday, the 28th of September at the Fandina Gymnasium in Yaoundé. Cameroon's Sambo team has entered the second week of a training camp ahead of the maiden edition of the ECAS International Sambo Open. And that's the bulletin.
Washing our hands regularly will save lives.
CRT this afternoon edition.
We set the pace. CRTV's afternoon edition.
Connecting people.
Thank you so much for being with us. President Paul Biya has congratulated member countries of the United Nations for arriving at a consensus on new approaches to solving global problems such as armed conflicts and climate change. The head of state statement was delivered by External Relations Minister Mbila Mbila shortly after a pact was adopted at the Summit of the Future, which held as part of proceedings of the United Nations General Assembly. Albert Njembonde has been following the proceedings chaired by His Excellency Philemon Yang.
I give the floor to His Excellency Lejeune Mbila Mbila, Minister of Foreign Relations of Cameroon.
Monsieur le Président.
His Excellency Philemon Yang passing the floor to His Excellency Mbila Mbila at the rostrum of the United Nations in New York was a symbolic moment for Cameroon's diplomacy and unprecedented in the country's relations with the United Nations. The External Relations Minister was mandated by President Paul Biya to deliver his keynote statement in which he salutes the consensus reached. The head of state congratulated nations of the world for their political will to find common ground, reiterating that it's time to act without delay in the midst of the ravaging conflicts and climate change. Actions which the UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said could only adequately correspond to the emerging conflicts and climate change if the UN undergoes profound reforms.
Our peace and security tools and institutions and our global financial architecture reflect a bygone era. The United Nations Security Council is outdated, and unless its composition and working methods are reformed, it will eventually lose all credibility.
His Excellency Philemon Yang sees the moment as one of hope for the world to see the gravity and urgency of the situation.
There is hope because challenges come along with opportunities. The opportunity for renewal, innovation, and global cooperation is within reach. Our Summit of the Future has given us a pact. The Pact for the Future, just adopted, represents our pledge not only to address immediate crises, but lay the foundations for a sustainable, just, and peaceful global order for all peoples and nations.
The UN Pact of the Future was adopted by a consensus of the 193 members, only 7 abstained.
Albert Njembonde reporting. The 1.9 billion CFA francs disbursed by the President of the Republic to manage floods in the Far North region has been distributed to the affected municipalities. The distribution exercise was supervised by the Minister of Territorial Administration, Paul Atanganji, who was in Mayo Denai Division, where more than 6,000 victims received relief items offered by the presidential couple. We have details with Ngu Henry.
Minister Paul Atanganji Kim assessed the situation of the floods in the Far North and is leaving the region this Monday with a comprehensive report already forwarded to the head of state for further actions to be taken. The special envoy of the President of the Republic has been to Yagwa, Girvedik, and Maga in the Mayo Denai, a division hard hit by the floods which have affected the region for the past 2 months. The over 6,000 victims from more than 300 families have received the relief items from the presidential couple. Paul Atanganji ensured that the 1.9 billion CFA francs disbursed by President Paul Biya reached the affected municipalities for the management of the crisis and rehabilitation of damaged infrastructure. It is a very satisfied Minister Paul Atanganji who leaves Marwa after executing the instructions of the President of the Republic. The distribution exercise continues under the supervision of the Governor of the Far North, Miji Yawabakari, Christian Besigi Besigi, Ngu Henry, on special assignment in Maga.
Thank you, Henry. And the Minister of Territorial Administration says the government has not authorized anyone or group of individuals to mobilize funds for the flood victims in the Far North region, adding that the close to 2 billion CFA francs from the President of the Republic can manage the situation, which is already under control. Minister Paul Atanganji spoke to a reporter, Ngu Henry.
We have come to the end of the exercise. Initially, we thought that we'll be giving relief packages to about 180 victims, but now we got to close to 300 families concerning about 3,180 victims. We can say confidently that the situation is under control. As you can see from the population, they were very happy to see us. The head of state was here in Girvidik in 2012 after the floods. He gave instructions that certain things should be carried out as preventive measures. So now we'll still give a comprehensive report to the head of state. He has insisted that we should anticipate and we should put in place preventive measures. With about 1.9 billion francs disposed by the head of state, we are able to manage this situation confidently. Inside the 1.9 billion francs, the local councils will receive 500 million francs, those who are directly impacted with the floods. Maybe some of our partners will have the intention to help us, but I've given no clearance for people to mobilize funds left or right. We are managing the crisis following the esteemed instructions from the head of state. And everything is under control. No one should take upon him or herself to ask for funds.
The Minister of Territorial Administration, Paul Atanganji, speaking there to a reporter, Ngu Henry. In the meantime, about 20 villages in the Waza subdivision of the Logone and Shari division of the Far North region have been severely affected by floods, with about 10 schools shutting their doors and more than 100 hectares of farmland devastated. The divisional officer and the mayor of Waza have been on the field to evaluate the level of damages caused, as well as carry out a census of those who have lost property. Amos Enonyakedagbo reports.
In the village of Zigage, like the rest of the other flood-affected villages, visited by the divisional officer of Waza, Major Jean Jaurès, accompanied by the mayor, Ibrahim Mohamed, the damages caused by the recent floods are visible as farmlands and some infrastructures have been destroyed. In some localities, the villagers are forced to erect local embankments to prevent water from flooding their homes and farmlands. Statistics say about 20 villages have been flooded so far, with more than 100 hectares of farms and pastures for cattle completely devastated and 10 schools closed. Efforts are on the ground to ensure that the floods are contained, while a census to identify those who have lost property is ongoing. From the Mayodanai division, the floods are now heading towards the Logone and Shari division in the Far North region. Zigage in the Waza, Amos Enonyaket Agbo, CLTV News.
Washing our hands regularly will save lives.
Fifteen minutes after 3 p.m., you're listening to CRTV's Afternoon Edition. About 28,000 Cameroonians have migrated to Canada in less than 3 years, making Cameroon the second supplier of labor to Canada after France. The figures were revealed by the president of the Union of Cameroon Enterprises, JCAM, Celestin Tawamba, as he officially launched the union's 2024-2025 business season in Douala. The brain drain, according to JCAM, is beginning to have a negative impact on Cameroon enterprises as high-profile human resources have become very scarce. Pontianus Lawong reports from Douala.
Canada has in the past 3 years become the most frequent destination for Cameroonians. Statistics from the Union of Cameroonian Enterprises, JECAM, reveal that an estimated 28,000 Cameroonians have relocated to Canada in the past 3 years, that is over 6,000 in 2022, more than 15,700 in 2023, and some 6,000 others between January and August 2024. In fact, Cameroon has become the second supplier of labor to Canada after France. Jecam further reveals that about 60% of the human resources drained from Cameroon is killed, and that 20,000 civil servants have so far quit the public service for Canada. In addition, engineers constitute a considerable proportion of Cameroonians already absorbed by Canada, and Jecam President Celestin Tawamba has explained that it costs Cameroon an average of 100 million CFA francs to train an engineer, a huge financial loss for the country. He says Cameroonian companies are already feeling the pinch, as it is increasingly becoming difficult to find high-profile human resources to play specific roles. The wish of JECAM is for government to rescue the situation before it goes out of hand. Pontianus Lawong, CRTV News, Douala.
And as economic pressures mount and opportunities within the country seem scarce, many Cameroonians are opting to migrate in search of a better future. They have cited economic hardship, unemployment, and even political instability as reasons for the migration. Rita Yosembom, in the following report, takes a closer look at this growing trend, the profiles of those leaving, and the preferred routes taken by these migrants.
I have been unemployed for over 2 years now. I have a degree in engineering, but I can't seem to find a job here.
The profiles of those leaving are diverse. While many are young professionals seeking greener pastures, there are also skilled workers, students, and even entire families.
Life in Cameroon has become too hard. I have decided to take my children to Europe. I want them to have access to better education and opportunities.
Countries like Canada, Germany, the United States, and increasingly Middle Eastern nations like the United Arab Emirates are popular destinations for Cameroonian migrants.
I'm going to Dubai. Many of my friends have already left and found jobs there. Even though it's far, it's a chance to send money back home and support my family.
The migration routes are varied, but many opt for official channels through study visas or work permits.
Just wanting your experience to change the environment, to see how things are done somewhere else. Get a new education or a new skill or get work experience that is not from Cameroon. I know you can have that remotely, but it's different when you're like in a different country.
Others choose irregular migration, often through risky journeys across the Sahara or by boat to Europe. But according to experts, the growing desire to leave reflects deep-rooted challenges within the country, ranging from economic struggles to insecurity in certain regions.
Senior reporter Rita Yosembo. The difficult security situation in the northwest and southwest regions, coupled with the general quests of many young skilled Cameroonians seeking better opportunities for employment and pay, have significantly increased brain drain in recent years. In the following commentary, senior reporter Teke Julius examines the consequences of brain drain.
Economists consider brain drain and the exodus of human capital as a significant immigration of highly skilled and educated individuals from developing countries for greener pastures, mostly in the United States, Canada, and a host of European countries. The outflow of these educated and skilled Cameroonians to these countries means more and more hospitals or health centers lose a non-negligible number of nurses and medical doctors. Cameroon's education sector is also feeling the negative impact with the departure of teachers at all levels from basic to higher education, besides other skilled individuals in diverse fields, including ICTs. What this means is that the nation's investments made over the years in training these medical personnel and teachers have been wasted. Brain drain is also leading to a critical drop of revenue for those who have been forced to shut down their businesses due to security concerns in some parts of the country. Reversing the trend will require that developing countries like Cameroon must address issues of biting poverty, joblessness, low pay, and social instability, without which the immigration of critical human capital shall continue to gain grounds to the detriment of development and economic growth.
Senior reporter Teke Julius. Among Cameroonians who have said no to brain drain, at least for now, are experts evaluating the relevance and impact of projects in the country. They have been reminded of the need to approve only those conforming with regulations governing the process of maturation of public investment projects. The Minister Delegate to the Minister of the Economy, Planning and Regional Development, Paul Tasong, was speaking in Yaoundé today during the 8th session of the Interministerial Technical Committee of Experts in charge of examining the maturity files of public investment projects. Details with Kelly Ebin.
Reports from the experts in charge of assessing maturity files of public investment projects indicate a 98% maturation rate amidst certain challenges posed by climate change, notably with the recent surge in floods in some parts of Cameroon. Out of the 42 projects tabled before the committee for scrutiny, only those that are in conformity with the regulations stipulated in the decree issued by the Prime Minister in June 2018 that sets the state budgetary calendar and reforms on the maturation and perspectives of project preparation and endorsement will be eligible for funding. While opening the session earlier this Monday, the Minister Delegate to the Minister of Economy, Planning and Regional Development, Paul Tasong, urged the experts to prioritize initiatives that fall within the framework of the 2020-2030 National Development Strategy. The meeting, which is holding in line with the preparation of the budget for the 2025 financial year, according to Minister Paul Tasong, emphasis should be placed on controlling the cost of projects and prepare for future operations, as well as maintenance and sustainability of facilities.
Kelly Eben reporting. Biologists and medical laboratory technicians from all 10 regions of Cameroon are receiving specialized training in Yaoundé to enhance the management of internal quality controls in their respective hospitals. The two-day workshop organized by the Centre Pasteur du Cameroun in collaboration with the French Institute Bioformation aims to boost the accuracy and reliability of medical test results across the country's healthcare facilities. Hortense Yangam with the details.
The training aims to equip lab professionals with essential skills to enhance internal quality control systems, ensuring reliable and accurate medical test results. The director of Centre Pasteur du Cameroun, Dr. Midrad Kazanji, highlights the importance of effective quality management in improving patient care and diagnostics in Cameroon's hospitals.
They will spend a few days here to be in contact with our laboratory that is accredited laboratory. There is international norms for accreditation, and that's very important for all the laboratories in Cameroon.
Participants will receive in-depth training on various aspects of laboratory quality management and maintaining consistency in testing processes.
Jacqueline from Marua Regional Hospital. When we talk of quality control in the lab, we are talking of how can we give results that reflect the patient's situation. We will be trained on how to be able to give the right results to patients.
The workshop, which ends tomorrow, is expected to pave the way for more comprehensive quality assurance practices in medical laboratories nationwide.
Hortense Yangam. Over 100 candidates are ready to sit the entrance examination into CRTV's Audiovisual Heritage Training and Conservation Institute, EFCPIA, this Tuesday. Oral sessions are scheduled for Wednesday at the 7 accommodation centres nationwide. The Director Delegate of EFCPIA, Emmanuel Mbidi, says examination materials were dispatched a week in advance to ensure a smooth process and confirm that invigilation measures are in place. Emmanuel Mbidi provides further details in the following excerpt of an interview.
We have over 100 applicants from all over the country. Although the majority are in the center region, followed by littoral, northwest, and far north regions. We are already used coordinating with the regions. We do it every year. So all the necessary equipment has been available for a week, and the procedures are well in place for the competition to run smoothly as usual. As I mentioned, we have an organization in each examination center. We have center managers and a supervisory team. For reasons of efficiency, we have combined certain centers, making a total of 7 examination centers all over the country.
The Director Delegate of CRTV's Audiovisual Heritage Training and Conservation Institute, EFCPIA, Emmanuel Mbidi. The town of Boya will next December be the melting pot of the rich heritage and cultural diversity of the people of the Southwest region. It will be on the occasion of a landmark cultural event to be organized by the Southwest Chiefs Conference. Hombo Suzy Monjoa reports.
First of its kind, the Southwest Cultural Festival, instituted by the Southwest Chiefs Conference, SWEC, seeks to revive and pass on the intrinsic values and potentials of the people to the younger generation. A wide display of the region's handicraft, dressing, dance, gastronomy, music, among others, are foreseen. Chief Dr. Ekoka Molindo is Secretary General of SWEC.
The carnival, we are going to have more than 20 different trains. Each train will depict different culture.
The president of SWEC, Chief Obenofunde Moses, underscores the essence of the festival as a unifying force that inspires aspirations for the future.
The circumstances have given us an opportunity to say we need to come together, we need to live in peace, particularly now that things have gone a little very low economically. We need to do something that will improve the well-being of our people.
On December 13 and 14, over 10,000 people, including sons and daughters from the diaspora, will converge on Boya for the landmark event to take place under the patronage of the Prime Minister. Hombo Suzy Monjoa, CRTV News, Limbe.
And in sports, athletes and coaches of the Cameroon Sambo team have intensified preparations in an internal camp in Yaoundé ahead of the maiden edition of ECAS International Sambo Open to take place in under a week at the Mfandina Gymnasium. 26 athletes selected by acting national coach of the Cameroon Sambo team, Atsang Beyek William, are training twice daily at their base in Yaoundé. We'll have details with Ben Collins, Nyeberewo.
Cameroon's deputy national sambo team coach, Roger Boomson, oversees athletes as they engage in intensive physical training on the mats. 8 female and 18 male athletes are preparing their skills in sambo sports and combat sambo ahead of the first edition of ECAS International Sambo Open. The athletes say the training is grueling.
The training is not easy. It's very dynamic. It demands a lot of energy and a lot of implication from our sides, but we are motivated. We're going to give the best of us.
The training is really, really tedious. The duration of training sessions have increased to about 3 hours.
Considered by many as the best in Africa, the Cameroon Sambo team is working to maintain its supremacy against familiar opponents.
We have countries like Morocco, Mali, Guinea, Congo, and this one actually brings a lot more pressure because we're getting closer to the competition.
Cameroon has always been the best Sambo nation in Africa, and then this time around we are hosting the competition. We have to prove to the whole world that we are the best.
As the athletes fine-tune their skills, the president of the Cameroon Sambo Federation, Francois Mbassi, applauds the vote of confidence from the International Federation.
When the International Federation of Sambo gives you an opportunity to organize, it means that you are capable of doing it.
From the 26 athletes training in CAM, a final team of 19 will be chosen to represent Cameroon in next Saturday's competition at the Fandina Gymnasium in Yaoundé.
And now to NCRTV's afternoon edition, a reminder of our top stories. Groups of individuals mobilizing financial aid for flood victims in the far north region have been sternly warned by the Minister of Territorial Administration to stop all such endeavors, as the president has provided close to 2 billion CFA francs funds sufficient to manage the crisis. And the entrance examination into CRTV's Audiovisual Heritage Training and Conservation Center will be sat by over 100 candidates tomorrow in 7 accommodation centers nationwide. CRTV's afternoon edition was a presentation of Drusilla Mokoso Joki. Up next is a summary of the news in the French language with Bernadette Messomo. Bon après-midi.
Bon après-midi, Drusilla. Bon après-midi, madame, monsieur. Aide d'urgence du couple présidentiel victime des inondations dans le maillot d'Anaï, région de l'extrême nord. Plus de 300 familles sinistrées de l'arrondissement de Maga ont reçu leur stock de secours ce dimanche dans la localité de Guervidic. La distribution des denrées alimentaires, produits d'hygiène et matériel de couchage était supervisée par le ministre de l'administration territoriale, Paul à Tanganji. En moins de deux ans, près de 28 000 Camerounais ont migré au Canada. Des chiffres rendus publics par le groupement des entreprises du Cameroun lors de la rentrée économique du patronat camerounais à Douala. Cet exode, qui concerne majoritairement les jeunes, a pour origine la quête d'un mieux-être. Seulement, cette fuite des cerveaux a un impact négatif sur le rendement des petites et moyennes entreprises, mais également sur les États qui voient de nombreux cerveaux s'expatrier au détriment de leur pays d'origine, d'où l'urgence de mettre sur pied des mécanismes efficaces pour limiter ces départs massifs. Pipis, le projet arrose progressivement Yaoundé et ses environs. Depuis la mise en service le 20 août dernier du projet d'alimentation en eau potable à partir du fleuve Sanaga, les ménages sont servis en quantité et en qualité. L'eau est disponible aujourd'hui plus qu'hier, tout au moins 300 mètres cubes d'eau supplémentaire par jour. C'est l'apport de Pipis qui met un terme aux longues nuits d'attente du précieux liquide. En sport, c'est officiel, la cérémonie de clôture de la saison sportive 2024 au Cameroun aura lieu dimanche 29 septembre au stade Omnisport à Madouaïdjo de Yaoundé. L'information a été communiquée ce week-end par le ministre des Sports et de l'Éducation physique, le professeur Narcisse Mouelé-Kombi. C'est donc la dernière semaine des préparatifs pour les équipes finalistes de la Coupe du Cameroun, Aigle de la Minois et Colombe du Djaïlobo, mais aussi pour les différentes commissions en charge de l'organisation de cet événement de portée nationale. Madame, Monsieur, merci et restez à l'écoute de nos programmes. Prochain rendez-vous avec l'actualité, 17h.